Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose, with which political party are you registered to vote? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, all right. All right, ma'am, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress in Florida, and the State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
Very likely. What is it? August 2nd? We're very likely to vote.
Very likely. Okay. Thank you. All right. Just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Just under 75.
So be 66 to 75?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Well, I'm happy.
So, right direction, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Economic issues like taxes and government spending. Constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights.
That was a lot. You have to go back a couple. I'll go with the abortion. No, I'm very against abortion.
So moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you.
I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, ma'am, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one will be Mark Jordan.
I don't know him.
Okay. Anthony Sabatini.
Yes.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, Nan Cobb.
Who?
Nan Cobb, N-A-N, and then Cobb.
Nope, don't know him.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, yeah, David Jordan.
No, I don't know.
Okay, don't know him. Okay, Mike Levin.
No.
Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Yeah, very.
Okay, what about Ali Owens?
Don't know.
Keith Farner.
Don't know.
And Kerry Baker.
No, don't know him.
Don't know him. Okay. All right, ma'am. If the election for Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, Mike Levin, or Ari Owen?
I don't know any of them.
Okay, big unsigned. Okay, if you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean towards at this time? Would that be Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, Mike Levine, or Eric Owens?
I don't know any of them.
Okay, all right. Compared to, you know, to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It hasn't changed.
Okay, not changed much. Okay, OMM and I, generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing when Republicans and Democrats come together. There is less, you know, less gridlock and more gets done for the average people, person. We need more bipartisanship in government. That's the first option. The second one says bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars, you know, to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Which one do you agree with most?
You'd have to read it all to give me a guess. I don't know.
Okay, let me read the first one. The first one says bipartisan is a good thing. When Republicans and Congress, you know, come together, there is less, you know, gridlock and more gets done for the average person.
I'll say that. I would like more bipartisanship.
Okay, so you like that. Okay. All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Okay, the first one says, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. You know, his poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being a president. The third one says, let me read you the last one. You might like the last one. Okay. Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Yes, the last one.
The last one, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and as you may be aware, okay, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate. So he wouldn't have to pay, you know, the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid, you know, the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election, the property appraiser Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be as a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, the first one says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions, and he's been sued for this. The second one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, you know, the two of them would have faced off in primary. Republican would have decided the election Baker was trying to pull a fast one on, you know, and has nobody but himself to blame. Which one do you agree with most, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay. All right, he has the right to run. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I'm only going to read you some statements about the candidates, and we should be done with this survey. Okay, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you, you know, more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one says a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less, or much less, or no difference?
Oh, read that, please, again.
Okay, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
No.
Someone less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years. Would that make you much more, someone less, or much less, or no difference?
Much likely.
Much more likely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Can I say no answer? I don't have.
No difference, right? I have no difference. You can, if you want to pick that one, no difference. We make no difference in your decision.
Yeah, I would say no. I have no opinion.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What a candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Much more or much less or no difference?
Less.
Much less, okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
No, I'm not voting for them.
Much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, you know, quote, seeking power at the state level so they can return power to you at the local level.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, so don't know. All right, ma'am, a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
I do support term limits, yes.
Okay, much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenlaw and Gary Borders.
Read that again.
A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked, you know, for Sheriff Peyton Greenlaw and Gary Borders.
Okay, yes.
Much more or just someone more?
Much more.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis on his first campaign and did not support President Trump in his primary.
I'll support him.
Much more likely to support him or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, a candidate who is a 35-year resident of DeLake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Yes.
Okay, much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Okay, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
No. No, I'm not going to vote.
Much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay. I remember a candidate who has a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Would that make you much more likely to vote or somewhat less or much less likely to vote for that person?
Oh man, you know, can I say no answer?
Sure, you can say that, man, or no difference. We'll make no difference in your vote.
No, I don't like that.
Okay, what about a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government?
No, I won't pay for that.
Okay, somewhat less or much less likely to vote for that?
Much less.
Okay, what about a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
No, never.
Much less likely. Okay, and the last one says a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Never.
Much less likely, right? Okay, or somewhat less likely.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classification purpose only, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, a conservative, or in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what was the last grade of formal education you have complete? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with associate's 2-year degree, a college graduate with bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Okay, some college. Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice on the issues of abortion?
Pro-life.
Pro-life, would that be strongly pro-life or just somewhat
pro-life? Strong, very strong.
All right, ma'am, with this this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.